Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta Falcons former QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, joining us here on Monday. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Tiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. Yeah.
Question, I guess I should ask.
Well, we got a lot of work left to do. Didn't get it done yesterday, but there are lots of positives in the game. Obviously, some negatives when you lose to a division team that maybe you should beat. But I'm going back over the game and stuff. There's a lot of good stuff in the game, so we'll bounce back. You got to go win a tough one in Denver now.
Well, Arch, talk about the defense and what they did in the second half. I know the first half was what it was, but I was blown away when I went back and looked at the fact that Alvin Kamara had 11 carries for 50 yards at the end of the first half, and then you come back and he finished the game with 17 for 55. How was the defense able to step up and hold them to 3 points in the second half?
Yeah, they just changed and came out with a better attitude. I thought that they were a little bit kind of catching things in the first half, but the second half was phenomenal. 5-3 and outs in the second half. The one play was Kamara on a screen. I think it's a play Troy Anderson re-injures his knee on, but Troy's out in the flat, actually is in position to make the play. Kamara makes him miss and goes for 31. They had 100 yards in the second half, and 31 came on that play. But if you go back and you look at the defense, they were gassed a little bit in the run game early on. In fact, in the first quarter, but really it was three plays. The two long plays, the Valdez-Scantling, obviously one nets a touchdown, one sets up another touchdown. And then the screenplay to Kamara in the second half. And those three plays netted them about 140 yards between those three plays. I talked about it in the game. This is a Saint team that had 59 plays of 15 yards or more. And everybody was talking about, well, they're all banged up and they're not going to be able to do that. 20 of those plays came in the last two games. Well, they exploded. Big plays were their key yesterday. And they actually missed one because Kamara drops a touchdown that would have sealed the game at the end. That would have been another explosive. That's the only thing that this defense didn't do yesterday was limit the explosives, and it ended up costing them.
Arch, you've been in locker rooms with special team situations the way the Falcons faced yesterday. Obviously, I was around Matt Bryant for my career, and he made a lot of big kicks, but he missed some big ones along the way as well. What was always the feeling in your locker room and your experience towards kickers when they miss a couple of big ones the way Youngway did yesterday?
Yeah, you just got to continue to get them to move on, Mike. It's like throwing an interception to the quarterback. I mean, it's one of those scenarios where it hurts your team. But you got to move on to the next play. You can't let that play beat you the next time or create an opportunity for you to fail the next time. And I think that kickers, it's such a mental deal. Obviously, there's a technique and all the fundamentals they go through at getting set up and making sure they're cocked in the right position based on where the ball is on the field between the hashes or on the hash. But that's their thing to work out. I mean, there's – all you can do is positive reinforcement. I held for Mick Luckers here in Atlanta for several years, and Mick was a guy that was very consistent, much like Youngway Koo is. And he had some stretches where he got, a couple didn't go through. And that's all you can do is reinforce them positively because it is a mental deal with them. They've got to go through that process. So I think that if you keep them on a mental or a positive frame of mind, but ultimately they're going to have to work it out themselves, just like I would if I threw an interception, have to deal with that and getting ready to throw the same route coming out the next time we got the ball.
Dave, when it comes to Bijan, who, again, rushed for 116 yards, two touchdowns. He's been putting together 100-yard from scrimmage games consistently. Just why have the Falcons been able to effectively use him in their offense?
Well, one is he's a dynamic player, so that's why you went and drafted
him.
I mean,
he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not too bad.
He's pretty good, as it turns out. He's a pretty good player. Probably would be a top five back in the National Football League right now, and he's only in his second season. So I think that their ability to he fits their run game. Obviously, Mike's talked significantly about it's a wide zone scheme, and I do think they would benefit. And we saw a little bit of it, Mike. It's interesting. I don't know if you noticed, but there was a couple of pin and pulls, and we're using Drake as the pull guy. I don't know if you noticed that.
Talk dirty to me, Arch. Talk dirty to me, baby. Let's go.
Got some nice running yards for Tyler Algier on a play where everybody pins everybody down to the inside, and Drake came across the formation as a wing and actually blocked out on the edge player. And essentially, it's a poor man's pin and pull. It's not the kind that Mike's been talking about since training camp, but it gave us one of those creases, a little counteraction by the back in the backfield, and got Tyler Algier going. You know, obviously, Bijan is the guy that's getting the bulk of the carries, but Tyler's not very far behind him now when you start talking about production in the backfield. So you can almost pair those two guys together. Now, Bijan is a special dude. There's things that he can do that there's only two or three guys in the league that can do. I think Bo talked about it early on. I was listening to you guys early on when I was in the car about the touchdown on fourth down. Bijan's got a little bit of an ability, and Bo's right. There's a special ability to make somebody miss in the backfield or make somebody miss in a short area. Tyler's answer to that is more run over you. Or he has the ability to step on the accelerator. He's got speed that people don't realize he has. But they're two really special backs, and I think that they blend with what Coach Ledford is teaching from a blocking scheme standpoint. I think the guys up front, it's something they've been doing for a number of years. I know Mike's talked about this a number of times, and there's familiarity in what they're doing. They haven't really reinvented the running game now that they've got new staff here. So that group is used to coming off the ball and blocking the way they are, and there's a lot of confidence in it. And Bijan is a guy that, and both he and Tyler will run through people. Bijan's touchdown run, he runs through the safety. I don't think anybody thinks about Bijan as a guy that's a power back, but you watch him when he gets in traffic, he runs through people, he pushes people, he's got great power, even though he's got the speed and the quickness to make people miss. Just a special player.
Yeah, by running through, you mean carrying 10 yards into the end zone.
Dragging.
Well, he runs through the safety. If you go back and look at the play, everybody's got a hat on a hat, but they don't have a hat for the safety. And the safety comes down, Will Harris, and he runs through Will Harris.
Yes.
Oh, and then steps on the accelerator, and then Tyrann Mathieu hitches on for a ride for about 8 yards at the end of the run.
Yeah, I wonder what the Uber fare was that he charged in March. Dave Archer, Falcons radio analyst, former quarterback for the Falcons, joins us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game. You know, Arch, it's something that I've talked about, because you and I have talked about it, is the way that, and I know he's no longer there, but Dennis Allen has coached his defenses, and it's a philosophy that they're still using with Joe Woods there as a DC, is these guys, they're real grabby, handsy, doesn't matter who's back there. Talk about the difficulty that puts on Kirk and with some of these throws and the receivers, because there were a lot of tight window throws yesterday that some were just off and some were threading the needle.
Yeah, it's a mindset, Bo, that you come into the game with, knowing that this is a team that's going to be grabby. They're going to get away with some stuff. They'll get called for some stuff, which they did in the game. But you've got to know, and I say mindset, it's not just Kirk's mindset. It's got to be the mindset of the receivers, that they know they're going to have to fight through a lot of contact. And so that's got to be when you come into the game, you got to understand you're going to have to play a physical game today. And I thought that Ray and Mooney and certainly Drake London, who's a big-bodied guy, and that's tough, and Kyle Pitts even as well. Kyle Pitts' catch along the sideline is a phenomenal play. Alante Taylor does everything but take his shoulder pads off of him, and he makes the grab along the sideline. I thought that all those guys had the mindset that it was going to there was going to be a physical day. That's how the Saints play. That's their personality, and credit them. They stick to that personality, and they're willing to live with some of the penalties in the game because they think they're going to get away with some stuff, and they do. But I thought that the Falcon receivers responded extremely well. Now, for as far as Kirk Cousins goes, Kirk comes into that idea that I'm going to have to throw some tight window throws. There's going to be some guys there, as you mentioned. it might have been to a detriment on the interception. I think that, you know, when Kirk throws that ball, if you go back and look at the tape, it's 2nd and 7 on the play with about 2 minutes left in the game, and Kirk's going to try to throw that in cut that he throws to Drake over the middle, and Drake got a little hung up, but Kirk was under pressure, so he's going to trust and try to throw it in there, and Drake couldn't get off. In fact, Drake looked around like he thought maybe there was going to be a flag, but he got hung up in there, and Matthew makes the interception. He's got Kyle Pitts on a check down right in front of him that's going to net him probably 5 or 6 yards. It's going to put you at 3rd and short in under 2 minutes. But he had to make a bang-bang decision. He trusted himself to make those tight window throws. He'd made them during the game already, and so he trusted it, and this time it let him down. I forced it in there, and Matthew makes the interception. So it's a double-edged sword a little bit, Bo, on those kinds.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered 1 story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Throws.
Yeah, hanging out with Dave Archer, trying to get answers after the Falcons let down in New Orleans yesterday. Dave, I want to talk a little bit more about Kirk Cousins. Look, you look at the final stat line, over 300 yards passing, had a decent day, made some good throws, but you also, like you said, has the interception. I feel like he was antsier than normal when under pressure. He's done a good job at times this year of stepping up in the pocket, rolling when he needs to. Yesterday, for whatever reasons, you also had the sack fumble that was on Jake Matthews. Just a number of times that Kirk seemed to feel uneasy, and we saw some of that emotion come out. I don't know if you saw him slam the ground after a play in which he was pressured and he was on the ground. So some frustration. How do you grade Kirk Cousins yesterday and things that he did great, but also some of the frustrations?
Yeah, I think, Mike, on the level of what he's capable of doing, it'd probably be about a C for him, C-plus yesterday. I thought he made some really good throws. The throw to Mooney, the catch Mooney makes down near the goal line, he makes under pressure. Alante Taylor's in really tight man coverage, and he drops it right over his shoulder and gives Mooney a chance. And, of course, Mooney makes a big-time play. The throw to the Kyle Pitts along the sideline, ball's right where it needs to be. It gives Kyle an opportunity in man-to-man coverage along the sideline. We mentioned a couple of those throws over the middle. He makes one throw to Ray-Ray McCloud where Alante Taylor is undercutting and has his back to the play. I think it was Taylor. But whoever was covering had his back to the play, and he threw it right over his shoulder, and Ray-Ray makes a big-time catch. I thought that that operation worked extremely well. As far as the antsiness, I think that that begins when you start sensing that maybe your edge guy or your offensive tackles are having a tough time blocking people. And you go back and look at the tape, and I'm sure you did, Mike. You know, Caleb McGarry is going to get blamed for a couple of sacks and a couple of plays. He gets tripped on two plays.
Dave, I've already been on Bo's head about that this morning. He's like, Caleb McGarry got ran over. I was like, don't you even start with me. Wow. I will come for you.
That's what it looked like.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, and that's on Bijan Robinson. He's got to understand that I can't get into the feet of my offensive tackle. If I'm going to stand up and chip or I'm going to slide inside to take a backer that may be coming or a safety, I've got to stay out of my offensive line's way as they kind of give ground and retreat. And he tripped McGarry on the play. McGarry gets tripped on another play, I think, by Lindstrom on a play. So McGarry's going to take a little bit of a bath here, maybe, by some of those that aren't watching as closely. I think if you go back and you look at it, a lot of those things are fixable. That doesn't win this game for you or get back those sacks. But it certainly is one of those things where you go back and say, well, you know, Caleb didn't play as bad as it looked. You know, he had a couple opportunities there that physically he couldn't do anything about the situation. I thought Jake got pushed back into the quarterback a couple times. The one you're talking about, Mike, where he gets shoved back in and that deep in the red zone. I think that Kirk was upset because he had a guy open for a touchdown and he got bumped. It looked like Chase Young shoved Jake Matthews back into his back and he couldn't get it off properly. So that's just the frustration of the game.
Dave, as always, we appreciate your insight on a tough Monday for these guys here.
Yeah, hey, come on, man. It's not, we're in the middle of season, dog days. We got to go get one in Denver. Come on.
I like it. I like it, man. I need that pep talk, Dave. Thank you.
Let's go, baby.
Make sure you stay on Bo about his offensive line gripes. Man, I can't handle it. You know what I mean? I need somebody else in my corner. Thank you very much.
No, you got it, man. I got it. See you, Bob.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.